Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, September 20th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and welcoming into the studio, and it's a little weird to have you in studio, but a good friend of ours and a good friend of this community's, Kevin Krieger is with us right now, and it is, how do I say that, Adwagon?
Ottawagam.
Thank you, man. Ottawagam, District Chair of Scouting. We're talking scouting today with Kev, and good to have you with us, man. So let's just dive right into Playmaker. No, I'm kidding. Now we got actually a really good one to talk about today with scouting. We're going to give people a scouting update. But first off, I just want to let you know how much I and this community appreciate what you do and what the scouts are in this community and all the good work that you and these kids do. We know it. We appreciate it. And thank you for being here today, man. It's good to see you.
Well, thanks for having us on again. I mean, it's kind of nice where we can get our voice heard a little bit more and take this opportunity, this platform, to make it heard even more with everything going on this fall.
I was taking a look. You were cool enough to send over an email, and I got I haven't been able to eat this week, but one of the things that I'm looking forward to is when I can eat, and when I can, one of the first things I want to devour is some of this popcorn and food you sent over, because you got popcorn sales going on right now, and I cannot stress enough how much I really mean popcorn, like sales, like popcorn, like lots of different varieties. Can we tell people a little bit about this, man?
Yeah, actually, it starts tomorrow. The boys going to be able to go out and go door-to-door selling, and plus also, too, is something that we've been doing now the last couple of years is the show and sell. Like, if you go to Pick and Save or maybe Walmart or the IGAs on the Grand Avenue and Baker Street, where you can actually get the popcorn as you come walking out of the store. Yeah. So something a little different. Those sales have been doing really well, and plus the scouts have been doing really well going door to door, and the money that they get from this, they can put it toward their scouting activities. So
yeah, it's one of these great events with our nonprofits where it's putting right back into the good work that you guys are doing and what able to do, and you're able to do it because of things like this. And it, for those that don't know or haven't checked it out in a while, we're not just we are talking your classics. You got your kettle corn, you got your traditional popcorns and buttered popcorns and all that, but there are so many different varieties, man. And maybe I'm just hungry, but they all look good to me. The morning brew looks really interesting. I am a coffee nut, I'm a coffee guy,
right.
And that one looks really good. There's a trail mix that looks good too. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, and actually some of those, that they do have some newer products out there. Oh. And my personal favorite is the cheddar cheese or the jalapeno cheddar.
You can't go wrong.
I mean, I can probably sit there and watch a football game and eat a whole thing of jalapeno cheddar.
Yes, so. Absolutely. I make no bones about it. I have definitely done something like that. You're not only getting good food and good products, but you're going to feel good when you're eating it too, because you know that the money you spent went right into the community, went right into scouting, and helps them do the work that they're doing in the community.
Yeah, and I mean, I brought some stuff in here to kind of explain on based on the commission. 32% goes back to the scout. And then actually that's for the Cub Scout end of it, because they have a program that if they sell so much, they can earn prizes.
Right. Okay. Which is really cool for them.
Right. And then when you get to the Scouts BSA, it's a little bit more profit because that, they don't have the prizes like the Cub Scouts have.
Yeah. So, I hadn't thought of that.
Oh. And when my two boys were in it, I mean, they sold close to, at one time, I think my oldest son sold close to $2,000 worth of popcorn.
Dang, that's impressive.
And then actually it helped pay his way to camp and my way to camp.
Nice.
So when I went up there with him as a leader, it paid for our camps. So we never really had to take money out of our pockets to take it, and have them go to camp.
How cool is that?
But they can use it toward, like a new uniform or new books, or if they want to buy their own tent. I mean, as long as it's scout related, a lot of those units reimburse the families.
There's another one also, a milk chocolate pretzel that I wanted to note that looks really good.
That's a new one.
That looks really good. But I especially wanted to note their military donation.
Yes.
That is also an option on this. And what a cool feature to have on there, an important one. Not just because I would hope the obvious of helping our vets, putting back into something like that. But and I wasn't a scout, but one thing, talking with you, Kev, and even just having friends growing up that were in scouting, it is this constant, reminder to young people of the things to appreciate and have some perspective. And there's nothing that gives you that like our military. There's nothing that can give you that, like appreciating our veterans. So while this is for a great cause and it adds to a great cause, it's also adding to scouting and the work done by scouting and, you know, raising young people to be great individuals and great citizens and everything and have some appreciation of our people.
Yeah, and, you know, with that military donation, there's some people that when you go door to door, oh, yeah, I really don't want the popcorn, or is there something I can do? And then the scout can say, okay, well, we had this military donation, and, you know, the popcorn will, you know, go to the military personnel. I mean, you can have, I can't remember if they can personalize it to a certain person. I know they've made changes in the past where I think they've done that, but... They can put that door donation.
It does look like you can. Yeah, I was just double checking real quick, and it does look like you can to make it personal. So that's even cooler. I didn't know that. That is really cool.
That's like a newer feature too that for than the last few years. I've been out of selling popcorn probably now for probably 4 years now, 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, so there's always changes.
I probably have
to do my research and do a better job of.
You got a lot on your plate, bro. You got a lot on your plate. It's understandable. And I wouldn't know if it wasn't in front of me. So I hear you. I hear you on that. And it's also something that a note to the audience out there, to our community, keep an eye out. Kids are going to be bopping around. Scouts are going to be bopping around selling the popcorn. Regardless if you buy any or not, this is another opportunity, very similar to what Girl Scouts do with their cookies and everything. Whether you're going to buy those or not, this is your chance to impact the future.
Right.
These kids are coming up there. They're nervous. And even if they're not nervous, they're a little nervous. Everybody is. Mm. And they've never done anything like this before. Maybe it's their 10th time doing it. But either way, this is them trying to be salespeople. This is them interacting with strangers and people. And the experience they take from this is something that they will take with them the rest of their lives. So even if you don't buy popcorn or anything like that, treat them good. You know, ask them, you know, to go on. Oh, tell me about this. Tell me about that. Give them a little work to do and everything. And make them, make the experience for them.
Right.
It's a real learning experience for them that you get a chance to be a part of. What a gift to be able to impact the future like that just for some, and they come to you. They're coming to your door.
You know, and I've seen it a couple of times when I've took my boys out and knock on, you know, you get some of the, you know, the older class, they'll sit there and say, so what are you doing? And, you know, my boys did a pretty good job of saying the money that they raise for this is going to help them go to camp.
Yeah.
You know, and that was, it's been kind of always one of those big things of raising money to go to camp. Or, you know, in the past, some of the units have gone to the national camps where like down to Philmont. And I mean, this is a, you know, big impact on these boys and girls' life that they can really, you know, make changes.
Yeah, there's so many different directions that a person's life, a child's life can go. These things can help guide them or help them on the right path. We really have no idea how a simple act can really lead to so many different things.
Right.
And I've heard friends of mine that were in Boy Scouts and talking about this and how much of an impact it might have had. One of my buddies actually, and I hadn't thought of this, and I don't know if he has, is in sales. And I wonder if he's ever made that connection to everything, because he talks so highly about his experience with Boy Scouts. He, like me, was a transplant and came from a big city. Mm-hmm. And really, he got the chance to really experience nature, really got to get into that. And there's so many advantages to scouting. This is one of them.
Yeah. And, you know, and the kids don't, you know, they don't think about it. I mean, yeah, like you said, it's down the road, you know, if they want to become a salesperson or, you know, or some type of,
there's almost, you know, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Kevin, but I hadn't thought of this right away, and I wanted to come back. I wanted it in my notes, and I didn't put it in there, but another thing that this does is give kids a chance to interact with human beings.
Yeah.
And as much as we were, especially our generation, we worry about the younger generations having their heads in phones or tablets and not getting enough people interaction and really getting that experience. You talk about something that you really have to do to really get down. You can't read it in a book. It's not on an app. Getting people skills or working with other people is something that you got to just do in repetition. Here's an opportunity at a young age for them to do that. Treat them good, give them a good experience.
And, you know, as a leader in the past years, I mean, I've had boys that, you know, they come up to, hi, Mr. Krieger, you know, just sit their heads down. And by the time they got done with scouting, it was a completely different view of how it is. And even their leadership skills were really good.
No matter what they do in their lives, they're going to have to do this. They'll have to do some public speaking at some point, or they'll have to interact with other people. Here's a chance for them to get some early reps in that and get better at it, more comfortable. That's a great example of that right there.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Kevin Krieger from the scouting and district chair for scouters and scouting. Sorry about that. I'm a little sidetracked because I was really excited to talk about these next two things with you, man. The fall sign-up, I know that you recently had that, and it's currently going on?
Yes. Usually the month of September, we kind of really make the fall push to get the boys and girls signed up K through 12th grade.
Mm-hmm.
So basically right around the 5 years old to the 18 is the
age range.
And you can go if you want to be a venture scout or an explorer, we can go to the age of 20 on those. And we serve the San Mateo Council as, and I even found out last night there's a community, I guess, that possibly we might have up by the Hurley area, a couple of units up there, and down as far as Adams Friendship. So so we cover a big area. So we're making a push to get the youth signed up. If you did miss your school's sign up night, they still can go on and be a scout.org to sign up online. And we've been kind of encouraging that a little bit more. And then once you get signed up and we find out like what school or what unit is in your area, we'll pass that on to the leaders and they'll reach out to you when we can, you can meet up with them. And then also once you get signed in, you as a scouter can actually start selling popcorn. So
it's pretty cool that you can get right into it too. Is cool. I want to get into what it is to be a scout, what the skills and the reasons behind it, and some of those things with you, Kev. But before we do, I want to remind everybody, because I think it's a reminder to a lot of us, even myself, that scouting is not just Boy Scouts anymore. It is scouting.
Yes.
This is boys, girls, all of the above.
Yeah, and I know. I think the last time I was on, I said, back when I was growing up and being scouting, it's like I got dropped off at my dead mother's house, and we did our activities, and then my parents picked me up, and then when I became a Boy Scout, it was basically got dropped off at the meetings, and then the parents would come back and pick me up. But scouting has become very family oriented, so we want to encourage the families to be involved. You know, and like I said, within the last six years, we've had the girls involved in scouting now. I mean, I had siblings that when I was a leader, they're like, oh man, I wish I could be in scouting, because they were doing the exact same stuff, because I kind of kept them involved when they were Cub Scouts, of doing activities of what their brother was doing. And now, I mean, we've actually, I believe we've got 5 Eagle Scouts from the girls on in our area in the Ottawagam district. We have 2 really good female troops active within the community, and it's awesome to see.
The last time we did get together and talk about this, I actually ran into my mom later that week, and we were talking, and she brought up the interview, and she was saying how my sister was a Brownie. She got in the Girl Scouts, and when we first moved up here, and my mom was a scout leader or den helper. I can't remember the name, but.
Yeah.
So they were involved in it, and I just she vaguely brought up. She's like, "Jimmy, did you know that how that started?" I'm like, "No." So they do this. They sign Jillian up for it, and Jill gets done with the first meeting. Now, and as a side note, Jillian loved brownies, loved being a Girl Scout, all of that. She ended up really liking it, but she joined because she thought she was joining Boy Scouts. She wanted to be doing that. She saw it in a cartoon, and she thought it was really cool, and she wanted to be a part of Boy Scouts. And it's so cool to think that now, for younger kids out there, that they can be a part of this. Mm-hmm. For one, certainly, I think it's noteworthy to say this helps keep scouting alive. This helps keep scouting relevant, current, around, which I think all of us want, even regardless if you were a scout or not. I wasn't, but I love this program. I love what it does for kids. I champion this program every chance I get, in part because I wasn't a scout, and I know the benefits it could have. I wouldn't have been half the knucklehead I am if I was in scouting. But I also embrace scouting because scouting has embraced us. Scouting has embraced our communities. It has evolved. I think we don't give this enough credit when it happens in society. So many people want to go right to pandering or different things like that in mm-hmm. time. And that might be true for businesses and some other things. Not our nonprofits, man. You know, save those things for where it's deserved. When it comes to our nonprofits, like scouting, these are people and individuals in our communities that are just not only looking to do some good, but to impact the future. To help the future, one of the greatest things you can do with your free time, and again, free time, not getting paid to do this necessarily. This is something doing out of the free time out of their heart and their time, and helping shape our young people. So young boy, young girl, doesn't matter to me as long as we're making a good impact on the future, and scouting does that.
Yeah, and you know, and scouting has evolved. I mean, as everything else has. I mean, we've did some new things coming up in the Cub Scout program coming up this fall. They have the Bobcat Award, which, you know, is a character and leadership type of award. Citizenship, family reverence, outdoors, personal fitness, and personal safety. That's some of the new stuff that they're really focusing on this year with the new program in Cub Scouts. I was kind of reviewing it a little bit last night. It looks very cool, and I kind of wish I had this almost when I was a Cub Scout leader.
Yeah.
And this actually helps more for them to when they advance into the Scouting BSA end of it. Then when you get into Scouting BSA, besides learning all you're doing, all your merit badges, which I'll talk about that in a little bit here, they have other national training, youth leadership training that they go through. There's one they do in this right after when school gets out. It's called NYLT, National Youth Leader Training. It's a week-long training, and you're with a bunch of other scouts pretty close to the same ages, and you're learning leadership skills. They put them in certain scenarios, and they get leadership. I've seen scouts come out of that completely different, just in 1 week.
Yeah,
completely different, and I want to take on more responsibility within the unit.
That's really, really cool, man. And I appreciate you sharing that. You mentioned badges. You wanted to touch on some of that?
Yeah. I mean, I might try to hit, you know, you said you weren't involved in scouting when you were a youth. We could get you involved in scouting we have merit badges like for theater.
Oh,
we have merit badges for radio. There you go, James. You could become a merit badge counselor.
This is amazing. this is a new day for me, man. You just made my day. That's awesome. It's so cool that they have all these different varieties and they have expanded like they have.
Yeah. You know, and then they, you know, like so for the, like when the scouts are working toward the Eagle, they have to have 13 required Eagle merit badges, like from first aid to citizenship in the community, citizenship in the world, citizenship in what's the third one? I can't think of the third one, but then you got cooking and you got personal fitness and emergency preparedness. And then you have some other ones that kind of decided we're working on trying to do a merit badge clinic within our community here, working with Mid-State. We're going to try to do like animal science, fire safety, crime prevention, welding, auto mechanics. We're trying to, so they're life skills that the scout would end up learning.
You know, and we have something here and have an advantage with scouting where there is so much put on our learning system and our schools and our teachers and parents and everything. There's a lot to cover in life. Mm-hmm. Scouting often gives us being able to cover areas that don't always get touched on or maybe fine-tune something that they've learned here and here they're able to put it into action.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of that too. I love about scouting where you learn about these things, but then you're going into real life and real situations and putting them into action. So you're really getting kids a chance to not just learn, but all types of different learning.
Yeah.
So many advantages of that.
You know, there's sometimes, especially when it comes to their rank advancements, you know, they have to do like cook a meal within in a camping trip. Well, scout, you know, it's like almost every rank that has that. And the scout's like, we got to do this again. It's like, well, let's think about this a second. What's going to happen when you become 16, 17 years old and mom and dad might have to work and not make dinner? Are you going to be able to make dinner? You know, be able to feed yourself. What happens when you move out of the house, go to college? You know, and then even on the personal finance end of it, when we kind of, there's a merit badge on that too. They get to learn how to do their time management, how to save, and, you know, look at the finances and figure out where to spend and not spend and things like that.
It's a really smart program that has advanced and grown over the years while still being true to its roots and still being, you know, really what scouting is all about.
Right.
And just now, even more people. And I'm hopeful that we're going to see more and more numbers as we go along here. Hopefully we did some recruiting right now, Kev. As we're wrapping up, I do want to encourage people as well. You could be a part of scouting too, no matter what your age, by volunteering. Could always use volunteers, more hands on deck and everything.
Yeah, and even what the parents do. I mean, what more joy can you know, see your scout to evolve through the program? I mean, I'm fortunate enough to have two Eagle Scouts. For you know, my sons right both up. Are. I never had a chance to get to that point, and it's so rewarding.
Yeah,
to see that. I have there's some friends. They had three boys go through scouting. All three are Eagles, and it's a neat thing. And boy, if we can get the families more involved, you're going to have more fun. It might encourage the the kids to be more active within the community. I know that with Dave Carey, you're going to see troops out there raking leaves and things like that, but it's just if we can get the families involved, you're going to get hooked.
Bringing up and getting the family all involved, too, is another great opportunity for families to have activities together and do that. There are so many different advantages and positives to this great program, and so much we didn't even get a chance to cover. We're going to have to bring it back, talk some more about scouting one of these days coming up real soon. Kev, if people want to find out more, if they have follow-up questions for you, where's the best place to send them?
Okay, so we have a couple websites you can take a look at. You got BSGuide.com. BeAScout.org, and also our website, Samoset.org. It's Samoset.org. And that's for our council, and that's our website. You can get a lot of information on that, too.
And you're on social media as well.
Yes, we do have a Facebook page for the Samoset Council, yes.
Be sure to like that page and subscribe to it. Keep up to date on all the great things that they are doing over there. Keep up the great work, man. We'll talk again real soon.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, James.
Yep, take care, man. And big thank you to Pam Hilke, the soul of our station, doing the great job scheduling she does week in and week out. We appreciate you, Pam. Have a good weekend, everybody. We will talk to you sooner than later right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. We are locally grown radio.